Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The third baseman, Red Rawlings. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Toad. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Cleo Carlisle. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Buddy Meyer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rawlings fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rawlings fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a pop-up towards third. Calm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Toad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toad hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus takes first base on ball four. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kraus. The throw from Hoffman and he is safe. Kraus steals second. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Calm reaches second base with a double. Kraus scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock misplays the ball. That's an error on Rothrock. Calm moves to third. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward bunts towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to home to get Calm. Clancy moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clancy scores. Ward moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Carlisle reaches second base with a double. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson bunts in front of the plate. Krause fields it and throws to first for the out. Carlisle moves to third. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carlisle tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock misplays the ball. That's an error on Rothrock. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Hunfield goes all the way around to score. Barrett moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rawlings fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Barrett tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoffman moves to third. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-1 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Rothrock reaches second base with a double. Hoffman scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 0-for-1 in the game. Rawlings hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Blankenship, and towards Hunfield, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Rothrock moves to third. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blankenship is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Carlisle hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 0 in the game. Jacobson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tobin takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Tobin moves to second. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. Tobin scores. Meyer goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 4, Red Sox, 4. Fred Haney pinch hits for Danny McFadden. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dell Lundgren now pitching. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rawlings fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Krause hits a fly ball into left field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rothrock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Rothrock reaches second base with a double. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 0 for 2 in the game. Rawlings bunts towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. Rothrock moves to third. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 2 in the game. Tote hits a pop-up towards third. Cobb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carlisle hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a line drive into left field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cobb moves to second. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hoffman for a passed ball. Cobb moves to third. Ward moves to second. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blankenship is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobson strikes out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a line drive towards third. Cobb reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-3 in the game. Metzler strikes out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lundgren fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dell Lundgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundgren strikes out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kaum hits a fly ball into center field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Carlisle. Clancy reaches second base with a double. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward is walked intentionally. Kid Wilson pinch hits for Ted Blankenship. Kid Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 0-for-2 in the game. Rawlings hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-3 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carlisle hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-4 in the game. Metzler hits a pop-up towards short. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-4 in the game. Hunfield takes first base on ball 4. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunfield. The throw from Hoffman and he is safe. Hunfield steals second. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Harry McCurdy pinch hits for Buck Krause. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy strikes out. There goes Hunfield. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Barrett. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kaum hits a fly ball towards left. Jacobson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Jacobson. Hunfield scores. Barrett scores. Falk moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's 6-4, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy now catching. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Grover Hartley pinch hits for Dale Lundgren. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Meyer moves to second. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Rothrock hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.